In December 2015, with support from the City of Charleston, the Kanawha Charleston Health Department launched a harm reduction program, including a needle exchange. The primary goal was to reduce the risk of needle-borne diseases. The secondary goal was to connect illicit drug users to treatment and recovery services. The program closed a little more than 2 years after it opened amid controversy. During the next week, health reporter Kara Lofton is taking a deep dive into what happened and how the needle exchange's closure affects other community harm reduction programs.
The only thing that remains of the harm reduction program outside the Kanawha Charleston Health Department is a syringe kiosk where people can deposit used hypodermic needles. At its peak, the program served more than 400 people a week, mostly from Kanawha County, but surrounding counties as well, a factor that became a point of contention for many in the city. Outgoing Charleston Mayor Danny Jones has been outspoken on the issue.
It became basically a line of people just to line up to get needles on between 10 o'clock and 4 o'clock on any given Wednesday.
In the months before it closed, Jones publicly called the program a needle mill and mini mall for junkies.
On any given Wednesday, they might have given out 12,000 needles.
Actually, the average number of needles given out during the weekly Wednesday exchange was about 5,000, serving about 190 visitors. That's about 26 needles per person per week. The most needles the program ever gave out in a single week was just over 11,000 to 417 people. While 5,000 may seem like a lot, the average heroin user injects several times a day. So 26 needles a week gets a person about 3 injections a day with a clean needle.
A syringe exchange program really should be called a harm reduction program.
That's Dr. Artis Hoven, an infectious disease specialist with the Kentucky Department of Health. She says harm reduction is an all-encompassing idea to reduce the risk of many things associated with addiction.
Provide naloxone. Provide referral to care for people with substance use disorder. They do HIV and hepatitis C testing. They refer to care for those infected with HIV and hepatitis C.
And in Charleston, it seemed to work. While the Charleston program was open, the city did not see an HIV outbreak. 15 counties in southern West Virginia did have a small HIV outbreak. None of the original 3 counties involved had a harm reduction program. Recorded incidents of hepatitis C rates did increase during the course of the program, but so did efforts to test more people.
So we're doing rapid hep C and HIV testing today. It takes about 20 minutes. Would you like to go ahead and get that taken care of while you're here?
But in Charleston, reports of discarded needles in the community began to skyrocket, and people were alarmed.
Needle pickup call. They had a needle that was left in a shopping cart. I want to see if somebody come pick it up.
Yep, I'll take care of it.
All right, thanks, sir. Appreciate it.
Firefighters reported having to crawl over them while putting out fires in abandoned structures. A local elementary school requested a biohazard container from the city so they could clean up an alley before school. And police officers reported finding huge numbers of syringes on people who were arrested. Both the Fraternal Order of Police and the Charleston Professional Firefighters Association wrote letters to city council expressing major safety concerns for first responders. Issues might have been exacerbated because the program grew really fast. In the 2 years the program was open, more than 651,000 needles were distributed. Only about 66% of those needles were returned. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the risk of contracting HIV is 0.3% for healthcare professionals stuck by needles on the job. Which is why, for outside experts like Peter Davidson from UC California, needle litter is an annoyance, but not the major public health concern an HIV or hepatitis C outbreak would be.
No one in the world has ever obtained HIV by stepping on a needle in the street. Like, needles in the street are a piece of trash. You know, it's not something you want seeing laying in the gutter, but they're not actually a very hazardous object.
In some ways, it doesn't matter what the risk is. If someone finds a dirty needle on a playground or in a shopping mall bathroom, public reaction is strong. And for non-users, any risk of contracting HIV or hepatitis from a dirty needle is too much. But reactively closing a program in the biggest city in the state could have huge public health implications for the region.
And when needle exchange programs like the one in Kanawha County are shut down reactively.
That's former Commissioner for Public Health Rao Gupta in an interview shortly before he left his job.
and those decisions are not in the best interest of the community. I think it plays into the hands of that stigma, and it is more harmful long term than it is beneficial.
He said it's more harmful because not only are you removing your best tool for preventing needle-borne illnesses, but as we'll hear later in this series, the closure may impact public perception and support for other harm reduction programs across the state that are trying to open or stay open. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Tomorrow, we'll take a look at an idea the city has for reducing needle litter, why it failed, and how failure ultimately led to the abrupt closure of the Charleston program. Appalachia Health News is a project of Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.